I've recently moved to Stokesley, although I've been long associated with Stokesley. My father-in-law used to work at ITI Wilton as a chemistry research chemist. I spent 30 years in Birmingham researching automotive type stuff, and I finished up sort of looking at electric cars and things like that. But last year I've given it all up and moved to Stokesley permanently, and it's been a fantastic time moving up. Beautiful place, beautiful area, compared to Birmingham anyway. Anyway, I thought I'd tell you a little bit about citizens' assemblies. The way I see them is that they're sort of a halfway house between just the democracy that works from general elections and the occasional referendum at one extreme, and then at the other extreme, the jury service system, where you're compulsorily called up to consider some poor individual's important issues in life, and then you're told all about what the situation is, and as a consequence, you make a decision. So basically, the citizens' assembly is some sort of way of supposedly selecting a random representative selection of society, and then educating them to some extent, and then getting them to make decisions or comments on the important issues. I think there was one in Ireland, for example, on abortion. So that they've been run several times, I think, before. They're quite expensive. They've paid quite a lot of money. The government select committees fund a good proportion of the money. I mean, we're talking hundreds of thousands of pounds. But there's also some other organisations and foundations that also contribute quite a lot of money to them as well. So the selection process is basically, I don't know if you're aware, that random households throughout the UK were sent a letter. I was fortunate enough to get one, to which you were asked to respond, basically whether you'd be interested in doing it. The deal was 4 weekends away, travelling and meeting on Friday night, I think it was, and then coming back on Sunday in the very nice part of Birmingham, which isn't very nice. And you also get paid £150 gift per weekend as well. So it was a good deal for doing it. And I don't think I would have done it had it not been for that incentive, because of the disruption, if you like. So you reply to the letter saying you're interested in doing it. I'm interested in ecological and environmental issues. So I said, yes, I'm interested in doing it. And then I think it went through a computer selection basis on trying to balance up various demographics. So, for example, the male-female split was forced, if you like, and I think the age and also the location was sort of forced on it. So if they got too many people from Wolverhampton, they would have only selected one, if you like, and there were one or two people from Northern Ireland that were actually flown across as well. So it, having said that, it wasn't the same as a jury service selection in the sense that most of the people there were environmentally interested, if you like. They were interested in the environment or the global climate change agenda. But some of that interest was positive and some of it was negative. So there were some people there that were sort of actively cynical against climate change to start off with, which was quite refreshing, if you like. It's quite interesting to sort of suddenly meet someone that was, well, where did that come from? You know, you've got a completely different approach to the world that perhaps everyone else thinks about. The other thing was that they were mainly, shall I say, newly retired people. There weren't many people there that were in full-time employment, in the way that in a jury service you have people that are really, you know, torn away from their businesses because it's compulsory. This wasn't that. It was a lot of interested people, but people that had time to be able to give to it. So it perhaps didn't reflect the whole of society in the way that perhaps it should do. And that was certainly one of the things I felt, was the fact that we're not really representing all the viewpoints, because there's an awful lot of disinterested or too busy people that weren't there, if you like. So what the actual mechanism is, it was 4 weekends. One of them was disrupted due to a storm, so I couldn't get back from Birmingham on one weekend, which was quite an interesting thing for climate change. And then the last weekend was, of course, during lockdown. So we deferred the last weekend, and we felt the last weekend's content was actually held over Zoom over another 3 weekends. So we've been working on Zoom on that. And basically the process was that we would sit around, we'd listen to experts, most of whom were academics. There was one or two industrialists there, but mostly they were academics. They were acting the role of informants. So they were trying not to be biased at all, but to provide us with the actual facts, if you like, which was very interesting indeed. It was very interesting to see how particularly emotive topics and quite complicated issues like carbon capture and storage, for example, how those were represented in sort of layman's terms, but without any form of bias, if you like. So those were all discussed. We were then grouped into groups of eight with a very professional facilitator. They had a lot of really good people actually facilitating the whole process. They did keep everyone engaged and everybody involved. So the discussion groups would then formulate questions, which we would then ask of the presenters or the academics. And then we would get to vote on various issues. So, and that would be all the way from each being given a little, two or three little sticky dots that we went and stuck on post-it notes and things like that on the board, all the way through to confidential questionnaires and voting papers that we got at the end, start and the beginning of the weekend, if you like. So there's an awful lot of material. All the discussions were recorded and all the presentations were recorded. So if anyone's interested, they can go to the website. I'm not sure if you can actually listen to the discussions around the table, but they were certainly recorded. And I think they were all transcribed as well. So I think there will be appendices to the reports to find exactly who said what and what discussion points were on the various topics. I think it's anonymized. So if it's anonymized, so you shouldn't be able to trace it back to individuals what they actually said, but certainly all the comments were recorded, and it's an unenviable task that the team are now going through to try and pour their way through all that data and all that comments to try and formulate a report. I can't give you the actual results of the report, although it's still quite confused as far as I know, but they are working on that, and I will see a draft coming through in June, I think, which hopefully they'll then publish later on in the summer. I think it'll probably be June or July when the full report will come through. But as I say, there's an awful lot of work gone into it. An awful lot of statistics gone on the responses and different ways of cutting the responses and who might be particularly interested in particular areas. And basically that was it. I mean, as I say, all the details on the web and all the videos. The part way through the meeting, we were split up into three different streams. So there was a transport stream, I think there was a home and what we buy stream, and then there was a land usage stream as well. So I wasn't too involved with the other two, but I was involved in the transport one, which was quite interesting. And that was it, really. As I say, we had a really good time. There was a lot of very engaged people. There was a lot of money spent on it, and it will be a good read. I think it's six select committees that have funded the actual work, but then there's going to be a lot of interest in that from the rest of the government in order to try and formulate some sort of policies on how to achieve the net zero by 2050. That's it, really. Do you want to ask me questions?
Well, thanks very much, Phil, which is a really good overview of how it's worked. And I think everybody has sort of quite a few questions.